With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talk on Fridays about the region's business news. And Sonia, just about every time we talk, you've got something new to report about the restaurant scene. Right now, that industry is really getting hammered by the evolving coronavirus pandemic.
That's right. It started Sunday when Governor Gavin Newsom called for bars, nightclubs, and similar establishments to close. Meanwhile, restaurants were urged to only offer home delivery or carryout service. In the days that followed, several restaurants announced they would temporarily close their doors.
A lot of well-known places, too.
Yeah, the list includes Sacramento eateries such as the Tower Cafe and Mulvaney's B&L.
Well, how are other restaurants handling this?
Well, some other restaurants are seeing if they can retain a customer base by focusing on carryout and delivery. This is a little easier for restaurants that already have a strong carryout program, places that serve entrees like sandwiches, burgers, and pizza.
Yeah. Well, how about higher-end places that don't regularly serve that kind of food?
Well, they are now pivoting to also focus on carryout. They're serving takeout entrees like steak, risotto, and lamb, even of bottles of wine to go. Examples include Cannon Restaurant in East Sacramento, Back Bistro in Folsom's Palladio, and Alora Restaurant in East Sacramento.
So carryout and delivery is a big focus now. Are there any other ways restaurants are adapting to this to sort of stay alive?
There is one other interesting approach. A few restaurants have added a grocery component, selling items from their kitchen. Earlier this week, the Red Rabbit Kitchen and Bar in Sacramento was selling items such as a dozen eggs and a quart of freshly squeezed juice. And Aioli Restaurant in Midtown transformed into a market with offerings including flour, sugar, potatoes, and onions.
So that's the restaurant industry. What about hotels? How are they doing? Because they're losing business too, right?
Absolutely. The Hyatt Regency Sacramento, the city's largest hotel, has stopped taking new reservations and is temporarily closed. Other local hotels are expected to follow. Now, this is particularly hard for the region since hotels in the area were doing extremely well before the outbreak, even with the convention center being closed. Occupancy rates were averaging around 90%.
And our industry, journalism, is also being affected.
Yeah, both the Sacramento News and Review and the music periodical Submerge magazine are temporarily stopping publication due to lost advertising revenue from businesses like restaurants, clubs, and bars.
And retail. More people are staying home now. How is that impacting brick-and-mortar retail stores, which were already kind of struggling?
Yeah, aside from grocery stores, which are dealing with their own challenges right now, many retailers have temporarily shut their doors. We've seen temporary closures from big malls like Art and Fair and the Roseville Galleria. And those closures could have long-term effects. Most of the experience-oriented businesses that were supposed to save retail have shut their doors temporarily.
I guess gyms would fall under that category of experience-oriented businesses.
Yeah, and actually some fitness studios have responded to the challenges in unique ways. Local yoga studios are offering online classes, for example. But even though businesses are finding ways to retain some customers, it's not clear what this will all mean financially in the long-term future. After all, businesses still have to meet financial obligations to their landlords and vendors.
What kind of assistance is available for these businesses?
Well, there's a bunch of GoFundMe campaigns underway to save several local restaurants, and the city of Sacramento is also accepting applications for emergency loans for businesses in the city that are disrupted by the pandemic. The no-interest loans can be up to $25,000 per business and will be made on a first-come, first-served basis. The total economic relief fund loan pool is $1 million.
What about small business loans?
Yeah, the Small Business Administration is accepting applications for disaster assistance loans of up to $2 million. Nearly all California small businesses are eligible for an economic injury disaster loan.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at ssorichsacbiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.